Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. Happy New Year. Yep, it's the start of 2025. 1st of January. Pinch punch for the beginning of the year. And guess what? I started off with Pastor Moyo. Happy New Year.
Amen. Amen. Sis Luko, how are you?
I'm doing well, Fundisi. How
happy,
are you doing?
Happy
New Year. Happy. Start of a new year. Absolutely amazing.
We thank God for this day. We thank God for new beginnings. You know, indeed, yep. He is Jehovah Ebenezer. He has seen us through 2024. Here we are, 2025. We are alive and kicking.
Yep.
And greetings to the listeners at home. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Starting it off fresh and absolutely optimistic about the year ahead of
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Sure. Amen. Amen.
It was. I think we can't help but think of how rough the previous year has been. I saw the other day somebody had posted a picture of, it's not even a person, but a figure, as if it's a person, with their hands on their head and they're bending towards the back.
Yeah.
Almost as if they're crying to say, I tried everything in 2024.
Yeah.
It is only by the grace of God that I've made it through to another year.
Amen.
But the point of the picture was that there was nothing good to report about 2024. And, you know, I think I spoke to you about this sometime to say, I got into 2024 with very little hope because of how 2023 had dealt with me. And so I got into 2024 and I was like, Lord, whatever you've got for me.
Yeah.
I was on a whatever mode, whatever happens, it's fine because, you know, I had kind of lost hope for 2024. And I think that, Mfundisi, kind of shaped the beginning of my 2024 until I started being, I don't want to say violent, but almost as being stubborn and saying, Lord, no.
I can't live like this. This can't be you. Yes.
This can't be it. You know, when you start blaming and
things must change.
I actually adopted something in my life where I said, Lord, you know what? Should I get embarrassed? It's on you because I've always represented you.
Yeah. And amen. I like that.
The Lord said to me, now you're back to your senses.
Yeah.
Now you understand it was never about your efforts. It was always about me all along.
Powerful.
You're handing it back to me. You're saying, Lord, the embarrassment is not on me, but on you.
But
you were trying to steer the ship alone all along.
Powerful.
Now you understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's literally when the Lord started shaping me again and saying, now let's go.
Yes.
You understand who the captain of the ship is. Let's go.
Thank you.
And then
Thank
2024 you. Became a better story for me.
Amen. Amen.
So in this
I like the happy ending for you.
Definitely.
I was about to say that to somebody listening at home, you know. You know, people always say, we shall see what the year carries for us. No, the year doesn't carry anything for you. You carry things for you. You see,
Jesus
says you are looking for answers elsewhere. The kingdom of God is within you.
My Lord.
You see, everything that you are going to achieve in 2025 is hidden in you, not somewhere out there.
Sure.
The creation itself is eagerly waiting for your manifestation. So who brings something for the year? It's you. It's you.
Yo.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Creation and the world and the earth is eagerly waiting.
The manifestation of the sons
you know,
of man.
For the manifestation for the sons of men. And the Bible, it even narrates it that it groans with birth pangs, you know.
Sure.
So the earth is turning and twisting, waiting for you to manifest. And you are waiting for the earth. The earth is busy twisting. You are waiting. The earth is waiting. You are waiting.
The
earth is waiting for you
to
eagerly.
Give birth to you to say, hey,
you
show
need
yourself
to
forth.
Show yourself. We can see. The earth can see what God has deposited in you.
Sure. That's possible.
So you are doing a disservice for the earth if you are not bringing forth the God nature out of you.
You.
You can't be a second-class citizen this year. This year, I refuse in the name of Jesus on your behalf. If you are paralyzed, I choose to be one of the four men who carried the man to Jesus. I will carry you in prayer. I will carry you to your destiny. I will carry you in the name of Jesus to your wealth reservoir.
Because you need to manifest.
You need to manifest the godliness in you. So now we are correcting this Luko early. The stigma of saying let's see what the 2025 is for us.
There's no hope.
No. The 2025, let me tell you, my sister, my brother, my pastor, my bishop out there, the 2025 is nothing for you. You have to carry something and deposit it for 2025.
Sure.
2025 is a blank check you are writing on it.
Imagine disqualifying yourself,
you see,
even before you get
into
the marriage.
It's a blank page. It's waiting for you to write on it. Write.
Yeah.
It's a book that is blank. You need to write every day that page until that book is complete in the name of Jesus.
You won't find the book written.
No. We are... God has given us everything, Sis Luko. Everything. He handed it over to man. Let us create man in our own image, in our own likeness. Yeah. Let them rule and have dominion and possession and rulership and authority in everything that is created here.
Yeah. You know what you're saying? While you're speaking, Fundisi, I'm getting a mental vision of a puzzle. Almost as if the Lord is saying, I've given you all the pieces to the puzzle. All I want from you is to seek guidance from me on how to put these pieces together.
That's why the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord.
But the puzzle will come together.
You see.
You're the one who'll mess it.
Exactly. Yeah? Dominate.
Sure.
Go to the mining industry. Dominate. Construction industry. Dominate. In the media space. Dominate.
My Lord.
Everywhere. Dominate. Just occupy these spaces. That's what Jesus told us. He said, occupy till I
return.
Come back.
Sure.
In some versions, he says, do business till I come back.
Come on. I love that.
You
I
see? so we can't
so we can't be
folding our arms and now we want everyone to look pity at us. No. In fact, we are a disgrace when it comes to the earth. The earth is eagerly waiting for your manifestation. You are a billionaire in the making. You are a prayerful woman in the making. You are a prophet in the making. Whatever God has deposited in you, manifest it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be influential.
Hey, be a kingdom influencer.
Yes.
Sure.
Be a kingdom influencer. Be a kingdom financier as well. This year, you are not going to look at somebody else to contribute.
Yeah.
You are going there and build that church of yours an auditorium that people can come and fellowship and worship. In fact, in the Bible, do you know there was a man in the book of the, it's one of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke. There is a man there who is actually pinpointed. Who built a synagogue for the whole community.
Come on.
When he died, the Bible says everyone came to Jesus and said, no, this man can't die. Do you know this temple, this one, was built by this man?
Sure.
You see.
So his works then spoke for him and carried him.
Even when he was no longer alive, that man, he was still influential even in his grave.
But these works were standing.
These works were standing.
Sure.
You cannot build an auditorium. You can't build something. You can't build a mansion without money. So which means that man was moneyed. So I'm praying this is your portion. Yeah. Unapologetic. This year you shall be moneyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This year you shall gain wealth and territories and riches. People who saw you last year, when you were hungry, when you were dirty, when you were wearing old clothes, old shoes, this year they shall be surprised. They won't recognize you like Joseph's brothers. when he was wearing the royal robe there in the palace, they could not recognize him. I pray this year, those who despise you, they will not recognize you anymore.
Amen.
Because you are gliding, you are rising to higher levels.
You are going, another term, you're gliding to higher levels.
Yeah, you are gliding to higher levels. You are sitting in different boardrooms. You are having different conversations this year. You are not going to have the same conversations of planning of what is the next meal. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are planning what is the next flight.
Come on.
Yes.
You're catching flights, not feelings.
No. You are catching flights, not feelings this year. This year, you are not going to ask anything from anyone. Only going to ask to pass. When it's too crowded, you only ask your way.
Can I pass?
That's
Lord.
All.
You know what I love about what you're saying, Fundis? It's also going to be up to me whether I want to grab a hold of this word and believe it for myself.
Amen.
Or if I'm going to say, you're over-exaggerating.
Well,
it's the powers within me.
Well, that's the whole point of faith. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, when the same word was preached to all of them, but to some it did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith.
Amen.
There are some who are listening to us now. They are even jumping up and high right now,
because
excited.
They
something is kicking within them that, no, I hear you, Pastor Moyo. This year, I'm not going to be a failure. I refuse. This year won't end as a single woman or a single man. I'm getting married. You know, they're already excited, which is what the word will, that's what will profit them. Their faith connecting to this word.
Amen.
But the Bible says there was this other portion who were listening.
I hope you're not this portion.
But they were writing in negativity. No, what's the difference? It's just the same year. Same government, you know, economy.
You know how we rest all our issues on everyone else, and there's no role played by us.
Yeah, they are blaming others, blaming it on government, blaming it on this and that, blaming on but what are you doing?
What is your contribution?
What is your contribution?
My God.
You see?
Sure.
So God looks at the positive mind. Remember the story of Isaac. When it was in that land, there was so much famine. Yeah, there was so much hunger. But that man chose to plant. He sowed a seed even in that situation. You see, you understand now the different mindsets.
In a season that was
not favorable.
My Lord,
you understand?
It wasn't meant to produce anything.
There was nothing that was supposed to come out from the ground because there was no rain. It was famine. But this man, because he walked with God. When you walk with God, you believe God even in dry season.
You don't look around and try to make sense
whether there's rain or not, there are jobs or not, the economy. Yesterday, CNN said, no, the economy is going down. No, we are not of this world. That's what the Bible says. You are in this world, but you are not of this world.
Amen.
We are the ambassadors of Christ.
Amen.
One day I will discuss and explain more. What are the benefits of an ambassador? When an ambassador is here in South Africa, in our country, he represents their nation. He becomes the nation here.
Come on.
You understand?
Come on.
Now, that man comes here with all the benefits. There is a car given to him, a house given to him, free food, free everything. All he needs to do is to make sure that he legislates.
Amen.
He follows the legislation of his country here, as he represents the country here. You see.
Yep.
So I'm trying to show somebody how privileged we are to be the children of God.
Amen.
Even in 2025, you are going to make it.
Come on.
Because I believe in positiveness. I know there are people who didn't end well in 2024. But let me tell you, there are many who ended well in 2024.
Definitely.
There are many who ended in 2024, they bought cars, big cars, big houses. You understand? Some, they received job emails for job appointments.
Literally.
Just at the week when they was closing, the year end. Some, they even received calls while they're at home somewhere, kai kai. You understand?
Yeah.
That, no, please, on the 5th, on the 6th, please, you are starting.
Come to work.
You are coming to work. And what?
And you're like, the year was about to close, Lord. There was no hope.
There was no hope. Now, just after Christmas, on the 28th, I'm receiving a call. I'm just receiving a call that, no, you are coming. That contract, you receive an email all of a sudden. You have been appointed to go and do that road construction. God can do it.
No, he can.
That's why I'm saying, not everyone ended in a bad space. Some, there are many who ended in a good space.
You know, the practicality mentality will disqualify you even before you get into business.
Amen.
You know, as you're speaking of, you know, you, I got a call on the 28th, you know, some will say that was even a weekend. You know, one year I remember back in the Eastern Cape, there was a carnival by the municipality.
Yeah.
On a weekend, on a Sunday, I received a call from the municipality, Buffalo City Municipality.
Amen. Amen.
On a Sunday.
Amen.
I looked at my phone and I said, huh? An office at
Amen.
This time.
Amen.
When I received the call, they said, you got a slot to MC one of the festivals.
Amen.
Please come to the office
Amen.
On Tuesday and sign.
Amen.
I agreed because I had applied, but I dropped my phone and I said, is it even legit on a Sunday?
It is legit. I've heard many instances from the church as well.
Imagine. And I signed on a Tuesday, still in disbelief. And years later, I think it was about 2022, I was in a conference, a ladies' conference, and one of the ladies that had called me on that day was part of the conference. She said, I remember us teasing and going in on a Sunday, calling people, and we said, hey, man, are people even going to believe? But we were trying to cover time.
Amen.
So you don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
They're covering time on a Sunday, and you're busy
God
doubting things.
God can do it. And also sometimes it can happen that, you know, spiritual attacks are very real.
Mm.
Your phone is on, but they are trying to call you. They can't find you.
Remember what happened to me with Radio Pulpit?
You see,
they
yes.
looked for me for a long time and they couldn't find me.
Looking for you, they can't find you. Your emails can't go even through.
Exactly.
Or that day when you are supposed to receive an email, you lose your phone, which is a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
Now, all of a sudden, you are carrying that small anyana. You don't know you are sitting on an email that has changed your life.
Sure.
You see? So God can do it.
Yo.
God can do it. People
God
must be excited. I'm very much excited. Looking forward for this year.
Don't
this
try
is
and
the year of wealth.
2025. Don't try and reason with things.
No.
Faith. Yeah. You spoke about faith and you said, you know, that's what faith. Otherwise, what would faith be if it waited for things to be practical?
Amen.
Would that
Amen.
Be faith even?
Amen. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, God says, arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.
But arising is your responsibility.
Come on. Come on.
God will not come and handpick you. You need to arise.
It's an instruction to you.
Yes,
Pagama.
Arise. You, if you sit down, you won't shine.
Pagama.
So shining is for the people who arise.
Yo.
Arise and shine. If you want visibility, arise.
We're not going to tell you to be bright in that corner. No, come
no,
out of that
come out of that corner.
Shit.
And seize opportunities, then shine. Arise and shine.
I'm for this.
You see?
Sure.
For your light has come and the glory of God is upon you. In other words, the heavens have prepared all spiritual resources for you. In fact, Paul says he has given us all things pertaining to godliness and to life.
Yo, indeed, this is a new and exciting year, guys. We haven't even opened scripture, but
we're
just quoting and saying, hey, come out.
Yes.
Come out.
This is your year.
Seize the year.
Shake that spirit of disappointment, discouragement. I know you had near successes, disappointments along the way, but this is another
year.
This is another year.
This is a different year.
This is another year. That's why David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. In other words, yesterday it was bad. Probably as a king I was defeated by my enemies.
Mm.
We came back embarrassed. But now this is the day. This is the day, not another day. Don't remind me about yesterday or last year.
We're focusing on
Let's focus
now.
On this day. This is the day that the Lord has made for me to rejoice, not anyone else.
Sure.
So rejoicing is your responsibility. It comes to you. It's a package that has been delivered to your doorstep for you. To rejoice, open that package.
Open and deal with what's inside the package.
Says for me to rejoice and be glad. Because if you depend on other people to make you happy, You might not. Not in this world.
You might never find that happiness.
No. Not in this world. Not in this world. In this world, this world is very cruel.
Mm.
Nowadays, people clapping hands and celebrating one another is rare.
True.
It's a scarce commodity. It's a scarce commodity. You think people will actually clap hands for you that you are driving a new car. Guess what? They want to investigate you.
Oh, yeah.
But they never investigated your poverty. They never even tried to look at solutions to how to manage your poverty and assist you. But the moment you buy a house, you post a Range Rover, all of a sudden everyone is up in arms. Where did he get the money? Who is he? Everyone wants to know you when you get up there.
Yet they kept quiet when things were bad for you.
When things were bad for you, it was good for them.
They didn't even say, no, but she gets this much. What is she doing with the money?
No,
how can we
they don't even notice you. They don't even want to know. They don't. But guess what? When God elevates you, everyone all of a sudden wants to know. They want to focus even in your private life. Where you go, where you eat, what you do.
Yeah.
How you do it.
I've heard of stories in Fundi where even companies will start doing lifestyle audit on you.
Yeah.
You know, they end this margin. So,
yes.
But even when I was taking out certain monies, you weren't bothered.
But remember, that is a spirit of jealousy.
It
comes from the deep wells of devil. They are drinking from the wells of devil, because the moment you see somebody progressing in life, all of a sudden you want to investigate where they are getting money, how they are getting wealth, then it's a problem. Because if you were not there when I was in the field, in the deep, in the midst of the wolves,
when I was
you don't have the right to ask me when you see me alive outside.
Even when I was not having much and I was purposing in my heart to plant, because I knew there was harvest season, you never investigated.
No,
you never looked into that.
You never.
But now I'm reaping.
Now I'm reaping. All of a sudden you can see. Ah, Dilodi changes. You can see Utai man isn't those chinchi lela. Now all of a sudden you want to know when Zangan. You know? And let me tell you something. Because of God, wealth is in the house of the Lord.
Come on.
There are people that will say, when you are ritualistic, when are utwele. This year is your year. Futus cover for chance.
You remind me.
Because last year, 2024, when you were struggling, no one came to your aid. In fact, you were the gossip of the whole community. Now, all of a sudden, they see a new car. They are talking stories. They are saying you are selling your body. No, please.
My mom usually says resilience will make it look as if you are using a muti when
you
won in the end. It will always not make sense.
But you know what? It's the ill mind of a man. Especially to a believer. Somebody who believes in God. And yet when somebody is celebrating huge things, success, then you want to associate the success with darkness.
Yeah.
Then it shows us the condition of your heart.
Yet they look at people of the world and say, yo,
yes, they admire even the people of the world.
This person is
they even protect them. They say, no, this man is very determined, he's focused. This one, you understand.
But if it's you,
no, he sold your soul.
Which look
they said, no, you have sold it. She sold her soul. This one, we know her, she was struggling last year, you know.
And now it suddenly bothers you that I'm succeeding.
Remember, they once said it to Jesus. They said, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
Sure.
That's the mentality of people. But God will give you everything.
Hey, this year is yours.
God will give you everything. If God managed to give Abraham, and the Bible says Abraham was wealthy, he had flocks, gold, and silver. God gave Abraham. I'm talking of God. God giving to Abraham. In Genesis 24, verse 35, if you read on your own, Genesis 24, verse 35, and see the kind of God that we serve.
Sure.
When we are talking about Abraham, we are not talking about a small boy here.
Mm.
We are not talking about an Aramaskepsen here. Somebody who was asking for everything and everywhere. No, this man was with God, but yet he was filthy rich.
Mm.
I pray this is your portion in 2025. You shall be wealthy, you shall be filthy rich in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
You shall worship God even with your possessions.
Mm.
You will worship God out of your abundance. Yes, yes. As one man, you shall sponsor even in Konzo Zama Easter, Passover. As one man, you will sponsor the Passover conferences.
Yeah.
You say, this year, can everyone rest? I'm here. I'll sign a check.
You know, I'm sitting in Phoenix and I'm thinking, oftentimes when you speak like this, or when we speak like, you know, you'll be able to finance the kingdom, then obviously the naysayers come, oh, you want to be helped. But you're not looking at the bigger picture.
Amen.
That God is going to give you.
Amen.
Remember, he gives seed to the sower.
Amen.
He's
going
to give that seed to you to be able
to
sow.
He gives the seed to the sower,
but you're
not
blocking
just
yourself
everyone.
Because you're busy, you're obsessing over the fact that I'm prophesying over your life that you'll be able to give into the church.
Amen.
You'll be able to
Amen.
Give into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Now you're blocking even you receiving. Because you're being stubborn about giving.
And you do not understand that when God gives you wealth, as we are talking about wealth right now, because I see people are going to be wealthy. Now, when God gives you wealth, it is because of his purpose.
Yeah.
He wants to advance his kingdom. Last year, you remember, we read about,
amiss,
because
so you
your condition
your
of your heart, exactly. So God doesn't want somebody who is going to use it for his own pleasures.
Sure.
Use it for the kingdom of God, to advance the gospel.
Mm.
Here is a fertile ground. Read your pulpit, 657. Sign a million check, man. You have it.
I must tell you, Fundisi, last year.
You have it.
Last year when we had our vigilathon, I remember, I was so shocked. Now that you're speaking, I'm like, but it was nothing to be shocked about because the Lord has blessed us.
Amen.
Apparently, a listener actually signed a 100,000 rand check.
Wow.
Which literally gave 100,000 rand.
Wow. Wow.
And you're thinking, that's a lot of money. I could have bought, you know, a small car. I could have bought this. But who gave you that?
It's an ill mind. They don't understand that person, what he or she has done to give 100K. This year, by the time he planted or she planted, that 100K would have been multiplied a hundredfold.
Yeah.
And guess what? The same person this year will actually give 300K.
Because of how blessed
you understand, because they see
exactly.
that this thing is working. When it's working for you, you can't stop.
Exactly.
You can't. You don't care who says what.
Yeah.
If it works for me, I will never stop.
Amen.
That's why you see now we are preaching the gospel, because it works for us.
It works.
Do you think I would have been here on the 1st
of January?
On January,
if this gospel was useless?
No. This is life.
Yeah.
This is life.
Sure.
This is life.
It's life-giving.
Yes, man. Eh? This is life. We are excited. Sis Luko, let us, whatever we are saying right now, let us reference it to the Bible.
I think it was you a couple of weeks ago. You actually said, let me be responsible. And give you scripture for it.
Yes.
We have to give you
scripture
for it.
Because somebody might say we are motivational speakers.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
We are not. We are speaking life.
I remember there was a well-known pastor in the Eastern Cape. Someone said, but my problem with this pastor and this preacher, he never opens the word of God and nobody notices.
Yeah.
Because he's always on a high.
Yeah.
And we are always waiting to say amen. He says, but when does he open the word? All right, so which scripture do you want me to read?
Proverbs 18 verse 21 and Hebrews 11 verse 3 and James 3 verse 8 to 10. Read them chronologically so that we can now discuss on it.
Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Wow.
Mm.
Imagine in what proceeds out of somebody's mouth, the Bible calls it fruit.
Fruit.
Oh, fruit is for eating.
Okay. All right.
Fruit is for eating.
Mm.
So this year you must eat well. This year you must eat healthy. Mm. This year you must experience wealth.
Mm. In other words, what comes out of your
mouth will create that wealth. If you are sleeping on an empty stomach, don't blame it on God or anybody else. Look back and check what you say every day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
So that's what exactly I'm saying, Sis Luko Uguti. You know, this year, if you are going to be prosperous this year, if you are going to fight sickness this year, you have got your greatest weapon in you.
Your mouth.
Your mouth. Mm. Your mouth. Mm. Your mouth. Those who love the tongue, they shall eat from its fruit thereof.
Amen.
So like we said, that there is fruits that are in us. You see, so whatever you are going to become this year, 2025, it will entirely depend on what you said yesterday.
Sure.
So your tomorrow depends on your today. So today you must speak positive. You see, you need to speak positive. You need to speak positive. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Even if it's difficult, you see, because the Bible never said things are going to be easy.
Not at all.
You see, I don't know where we are getting this thing that because now we are praying to God, then things are going to just flow like that.
Mm.
Life is seasonal.
Exactly.
Life is seasonal. Mm. That's why you find there's winter, there's summer, there's autumn, there's spring.
Mm.
You see, so is life.
And seasons change.
Seasons change. Mm. Seasons change. So when you go through that season of challenges, don't speak against yourself.
Yeah, and don't confess what you are seeing.
Yes.
Because oftentimes we think we justified, hey, but that's what's happening in front of me.
Powerful.
But what does Scripture say?
Yes.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Yes,
that's
in that moment you're weak.
Preach it.
But what do you declare over you?
Yes.
Strength.
Yes. You see, I like that particular scripture. It comes from our Lord Jesus.
Mm.
He says, let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. So everything is within us.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter what you are going through.
Amen.
Speak positive. Speak what you want to see.
Mm.
You see, if what you see is not what you want,
mm.
Say what you want, you will see what you say.
Say that again, please.
If what you see is not what you want,
mm.
Say what you want, you will see what you say.
Come on.
You see?
I love the sound
So we need to utilize what God has given us.
Mm.
This is a powerful weapon. It's a powerful resource.
Mm.
It's even more than money.
Exactly.
Because what you say today can accumulate money for you.
Come on.
What you say today can also destroy your future.
That's the truth.
So you need to handle it wise.
Mm.
Don't be under pressure because of a circumstance this year, 2025.
Mm.
This is a good year.
It's a good year.
It's a good year.
I love how you started.
This is a good year. This is a good year.
Definitely.
I know some already have started in a wrong foot, but on a wrong foot. But this is a good year.
It's a good year.
This is a good year.
And if you hold it right here as we're starting 2025, things go south. They do, like you're saying,
yes.
The seasons.
Yes.
But if things are going south and you know very well you're not saying the right things over your life,
Amen.
Don't look far.
No, don't look, far.
Don't blame people.
You are your own witch.
Say that.
You are your own witch. Go around blaming other people and looking for witches somewhere and spirits somewhere. Those spirits will always capitalize on what you said.
You had power and you used it Amen. To your detriment.
Amen. That is why in the book of Matthew 18:18, the Bible says, whatever we bind here on earth, it shall be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever we lose here on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So it simply means God has given us power, authority, and dominion and rulership.
That's true.
And if you understand how monarchy operates, how the kingdom countries or kingdom nations or even the biblical kingdom nations, how they operate, where there is no president but there is a king. Even in the Bible, that's how it used to be.
Yep.
Where there were kings, we know all of them, King David, King Saul, you know. But now I want to emphasize on something. The word of a king is final. When a king speaks, it is law.
Come on.
You see, so the Bible says we are the royal priesthood.
Come on.
You see, we have been handed over these keys to the kingdom.
Come on.
God will never appoint you a kingdom and not appoint you
that
as a king.
No king.
So if you are appointed a kingdom, then which means you are the one who is the king of the kingdom. So your word is final.
Amen.
Resistance will always be there. But persistence always breaks resistance.
Amen.
If you persist, continue to persist, there is no way. Resistance has to break. You see, you get that breakthrough.
Wow.
So 2025, we are not waiting for the year to bring us things. We are coming in fully loaded.
Amen.
We are telling the year that this year, this is how it's going to be.
Mm.
And God has said to me, 2025 is the year of wealth and divine connections.
Amen.
We are going to experience wealth and divine connections like never before.
Amen.
God bless you all. And
Thank you. Have a
wonderful, lovely new year ahead.
Thank you so much, Jim, for this morning. Have a great one then.
Amen.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.